Council of Social Services says a cut in state government funding will have a devastating impact on vulnerable members of the community. Frontline charities are facing a 4% increase in the cost of delivering services this financial year, but the Victorian government is only increasing funding by 2%. VCOS CEO Emma King says that amounts to a cut and will make it difficult for charities to support those most in need.
Potentially a devastating impact on people who use services. So I know that community sector organisations will do everything they can to not cut services. But the reality is, when you're not getting enough money in to actually meet costs, you have to make decisions.
The federal government's new look front bench will be sworn in by the Governor General today, following the National's leadership challenge last month. Bridget McKenzie returns to Cabinet as Minister for Regionalisation, Drought and Emergency Management. It's 18 months after she was forced to quit Cabinet at the height of the so-called sports rot saga. Andrew Gee will be sworn into Cabinet as the Minister for Veterans Affairs and Defence Personnel, replacing dumped frontbencher Darren Chester. Overseas now, US President Joe Biden says it's essential